it from shop to site. Tips for safe and efficient shed delivery. Authored by Linda Schmidt, seems like shed delivery should be simple, right? Just load the shed, drive it, and drop it on the site. However, it rarely goes quite that easily, does it? That's why you have to have a plan. Develop guidelines that you follow every time, or if some items are not applicable to the current situation, cross them off the list. That way, it is harder to have something fall through the cracks. Sam Beiler of 123 Buildings dug into his many years of experience to provide tips for smooth and successful shed delivery. First things first, talk to the salesperson about the delivery. When you are setting up the date and time to drop off the shed, verify the address and discuss where on the site they want the shed placed and which way it should face. Ask if there will be clearance issues. For example, are there low-hanging tree branches or electrical wires or anything hanging down in the path that your vehicle will need to traverse? Find out if there are other obstacles to deal with and what is the best way to approach the property. For example, are neighbors' houses close on both sides, but there is alley access at the back? Is there a fence in the way on one side, but the other is clear? Is the space blocked by fence all the way around? Find out where the septic is located. Get the lay of the land before you show up with the shed. Be sure they tell the customer they will need to clear movable obstacles from the pathway to the shed site. That means toys, vehicles, everything needs to be out of the way. Ask the salesperson to obtain photos or videos of the site if access is in question. Make a plan. Based on the conversation you have with the salesperson, figure out if anything has to be done before you show up. Does the salesperson need to address some low-hanging wire or branches with the customer to make the site accessible? Will the shed have to be lifted over a fence? What equipment will be needed to do that? Be sure you have it with you. Specialized equipment used to maneuver sheds into their new homes can include mules and tilt trailers, and some trailers even feature side shift or sliding axles. The wheels move sidewise even when the truck can't. Some haulers even have barn spinners that can slowly rotate the shed so the doors end up in the correct place. These items can be expensive, though. They can cost between 40 to 150% more than they did in the pre-COVID era, depending on the item, so many haulers may have to work with more basic tools. Haulers starting out may use a basic roller trailer or a slide deck trailer. A push-pull chain can also be used with a winch or truck hitch to move the shed into place. Heading out. Fill your gas tank before you go. It's also a good idea to carry extra fuel with you just in case the unexpected happens. Various situations come up during deliveries, Beiler said. You may be in unfamiliar territory, and the gas station ends up being far from your location. Another example that has happened to new drivers is that a shed has been loaded on a trailer, and when the truck runs out of gas, the gas tank is inaccessible. Safety guidelines on the site. Before you even begin to take the shed off the trailer, tell people, homeowners, renters, neighbors, or bystanders to stay back and keep their kids and pets out of the way. From the beginning of getting the shed off the trailer to the time that the shed is perfectly placed, never get under the building or allow anyone else to do so unless it is tied off or anchored. Sheds can and have fallen off blocks, and equipment has failed. A falling shed can injure or kill a person. Equipment. Make sure you bring the equipment you need. Pads or mats may be used to protect driveways or yards. Shims, blocks, and levels and tie-down equipment should be in the truck, ready for use. Keep all your equipment maintained. Where appropriate, keep parts greased and ensure the tires have the right amount of air. If your equipment is working right, you are less likely to have problems with deliveries, which in turn is less likely to lead to damage of sheds or equipment, or injury to people. Remember that you have paid good money for the equipment you have. Spending a small fraction of the cost in maintenance can keep your equipment and your business running smoothly. Installation. Use proper lifting techniques. Watch for utilities. Once in place, ensure that the shed is level at all four corners and across diagonals. Anchor the shed according to code, weather exposure, and insurance requirements. Inspect the structure with the customer present. Verify door alignment, window function, and that the shed is undamaged. photos may be taken for your records. Other pointers. Ensure that you have all the legal permits you need for the area in which you do business. If something unplanned happens, it will be magnified if you do not have the right permits. If a crew is going out to deliver a shed, make sure they are trained, insured, and dressed appropriately. At least one member of the crew should be experienced in site leveling and final positioning. Remember that your business is customer service. When your days are overloaded, it is easy to forget that you are the last piece of the puzzle, Byler said. You are the last interaction the customer has in the process of purchasing their shed. He added, a smiling face and a helpful attitude to back it up can even soothe a customer who has had a bad experience previously.